America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junk's coming to you on an open line Thursday. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
Hey, should mention, EB and I are going to be at Sports and Social today in Bethesda.
Okay.
6 p.m. It is a Surfside happy hour, a little Surfside meet and greet. Do I need to send you a reminder text?
Definitely.
6 p.m. tonight, Sports and Social.
Definitely.
11800 Grand Park Avenue.
Where's that?
Come by, say hello.
Bethesda, you said?
In North Bethesda.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I definitely need a reminder. Looking forward to it. It's not, not top of my mind.
Should I drop like some Surfsides on the way so you just follow the trail of Surfsides?
Yeah, it's not a bad
idea. To Sports and Social?
Yeah.
My path's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I had to take a ridiculous path today because 270 was basically shut down.
Why?
I don't know. I just know there's local lanes, and when I looked to the left, I was like, oh, thank God I'm not in the main lanes. They're completely shut down, and I had to take some sort of road. Next thing I know, I'm by Montgomery Mall, and I'm on Democracy Boulevard, and I'm coming out different ways. And then the American Legion Bridge had issues. Somehow I got on GW Parkway. I'm not even sure if it was open. There weren't that many people actually taking that exit.
Hey, hold on. Can you tell me the name of the spot again that I have to be at tonight? I'm being serious.
Sports and Social.
How do I not know that place?
I think it's relatively new.
Maybe that's why you don't know, because somewhat new.
I mean, I go there all the time. I don't know where that is. Sports and Social.
Yes.
All right.
Grand Park Avenue.
What time? What time
do you need?
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
6 p.m. I'll put a reminder on my phone.
Very good.
Well, come out and say hello.
Hold on, what's it called? Check Sports out and Social?
Yeah.
Sports and Social.
It's right. Up on our Twitter as well if you need to check that out with a link to the bar, EB.
Sports and Social. I'm putting a 5 p.m. reminder. What's the big deal?
You'll remember. You'll be fine.
No, I don't know if he would remember.
It's not top of mind. In fact, now I'm supposed to have a phone appointment with some kid that wants me to help him learn how to get into the business.
Oh, yeah. What time is that?
It's supposed to be
at
7.
Business? Oh, that's at 7?
I don't know. He wants to get into the business. So now I got to move that. Oh.
Tell him to work hard and get incredibly lucky. That's basically the blueprint.
I just, like a lot of people, and I believe me, I get this. You're coming out of college. You don't really know what you want to do. They think,
Radio
you guys
insider.
Have a cool job. And look, obviously it's hard to do this, but they want to work in sports or something. The problem with most sports jobs, they don't pay anything. Like, what do you want to go work, for the Commanders? Like,
they think it's cool. Yeah, they don't really think about that. They just want to work for an NFL team.
You got to get your foot in the door somehow.
First job, it'd be good.
But how do you ever make anything? I just don't think you make that much.
You got to go into sales.
You got to go into sales.
Tell me.
Yeah. Huh?
Tell me.
What'd you figure that out? Right?
Valdez wants that life hack.
You want to just break it to him? I should have him call you.
Sure, I'll give them the bad news.
Yeah, you'll crush their souls.
There's just no money in sports, unless you're like freaking GM or something.
Mm-mm. I know. I was golfing with someone. I was playing in the old man group, and his grandson, that's right. How old I'm playing.
Yeah.
He's at the University of Georgia.
Okay.
And he wants to get into...
It's not like a young grandson either. Like, you are in the old man group.
So he wants to get into, like, sports and broadcasting. Right. And he's, like, a communications major down there.
Right.
And he was, like, interested, like, how I got into it. And I said, you know, put me in contact with him, and I'll give him the bad news.
So yeah, I'll break it to him.
It's kind of that way.
I had a couple talks. I just actually, a lot of times, just put him in touch with the people we know. Then it's on them. They want to get a job with JVS, call
them
up.
Sure, I can get him a contact with the Caps or the Wizards or something.
Yeah.
But they're going to make $15,000, and it's going to be miserable.
Hey, like, you know what?
Maybe it won't be for them.
Time.
Just tell them
that. Pay your dues when you're young.
You know what? Tell them that, and the phone call will be 3 minutes.
Yeah, I just think kids today are not used to grinding. Like, they, you know.
Grinding like you did.
No, I'm just saying.
Grind it
look,
out.
Look, we're an anomaly. It's impossible to replicate what we've done.
This is unrealistic.
This is an anomaly, and I'm aware of that. I just don't know what to tell people.
Right. Well, I hope you find out, because you're about to do it in about 3 hours.
If he remembers.
Yeah, if he remembers.
And
yeah.
Then he'll go to Sports and Social in Bethesda, 6 o'clock, drink a bunch of Surfside, hang out with the Surfside people.
Yeah.
Drink a responsible amount of Surfside, because you got to get home.
Two strawberry lemonades.
Perfect.
That's all I need.
Speaking of restaurants, and, you know, this is a serious story. It's a bad story. But I got to talk about it. It's top story on the news, local.
Why do you have a little smile?
I'm not smiling.
You had like a little wry smile.
Well, because we were talking about goofy stuff and now we're going to a serious story. But Tobias Dorsen, who is a former NFL player, he went to Jackson State. He played for Tampa. I think he played for Jacksonville, maybe. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he turned into a restaurateur and he owns 3 or 4 restaurants. He also is a chef. And one of his restaurants is called the Huncho House in Hyattsville, which I've heard really good things about. I've never been there, but I've got family and friends who live over there in the University Park area, and they've talked about it. But last night, he and his girlfriend are coming home from dinner at about 10:30. They live in Hyattsville, and 4 guys roll up in an SUV, start shooting at his Uber, and he gets out of the Uber. They hit him. They shoot him. Mm-hmm. He didn't die. Shoot his girlfriend. She doesn't die. She actually crawls. It's all on camera. She crawls away from the Uber behind another car to hide. Dorsen, who's on the street in the parking lot, face down. They go up to him. 4 guys go up to him, rob him, and they leave. Now, they're going to survive, but that's the worst story.
But why?
It's a horrible story.
I mean, maybe they knew who he was. Mm-hmm. Maybe they tracked him from the restaurant and just followed him. I have no idea, but it's just a horrible story.
And then were they like young guys? Like, could you tell?
Oh, I'm sure. Hopefully the cops find them quickly.
But why shoot the guy? All you got to do is just, I mean, I don't recommend it, but if you have a freaking weapon, just say, hey, give me all your money. I got to give it to you.
Don't understand it.
Why shoot the
guy? Did you hear about that story?
First time hearing about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I saw it on the news.
I'm reading about it. I don't know if it is a robbery or it almost sounds like it's a hit.
Well, they went up and robbed him.
Okay.
They did rob him when he was on the ground.
It sounds like it's very well like executed and planned.
If anybody knows Tobias, first of all, tell him we wish him well. We're hoping he recovers quickly. But if anybody knows Tobias, give us a call and let us know how he's doing.
Where did they shoot him? Can you tell?
What part of the body?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
What about the girl?
She couldn't get up and walk, so maybe they got her in the leg.
Oh.
It's all on camera.
Amazing.
Well, it's a terrible story.
Did they come up on another vehicle?
They got out of a vehicle. Yes.
Yeah.
It was a white.
I mean, I was going to say it's probably a stolen vehicle.
It was a white SUV. I'm not sure what kind, but it's all on camera.
Right.
It's just awful.
Hey, let's go to Mark in Warrington real quick.
It is an open line Thursday.
That's true.
We encourage the callers.
Mark, what's up, buddy? You're over the Junkies. How are you?
Good morning, boys. Good, and yourselves?
Yeah, good.
What's up?
Excellent. Hey, Jason, I got a quick question for you. Reference Brett Pry, the Saturday Hokies game where it's approaching the half and the Hokies get the ball back.
I'll be there.
3 timeouts and they drive down the field. Why are they not burning timeouts to give their field goal kicker an opportunity to hit a field goal and then they're not going into overtime at the end of the game?
bro.
And throwing that game.
My buddies were asking the same thing.
I do not know. I was asking myself the exact same question.
I think all of Hokie Nation was asking.
He was asked about it after the game, and he said since they had a bunch of backups in, including the quarterback, they were just playing for overtime. But the quarterback played pretty well besides
the
fumble.
Why do you think you would do any better in overtime? I guess if you botch it, you get at least an opportunity to respond. Is that the idea? Like,
yeah, and that's what happened. And Syracuse goes down and scores first, and they go up 7, and then Tech gets the ball, and Colin Schley, who's a transfer, fumbles, and game was over. I don't know, man. I have no idea. I question a lot of the moves and decisions the coaching staff has made this year, and that was one of them.
I mean, do you think he's gone at the end of the season?
Is there growing concern for him, or no?
I'll tell you what, if they, I'm not going to predict that. I don't know what his buyout would be.
Yeah, how many years does he have left on his deal?
Probably a good deal.
How long has he been there?
No
two
idea.
Or three?
This is third year, so it's probably a 5-year deal.
Usually 3 years, you kind of have a sense of where the program's going.
But if it ends poorly and they don't make a bowl, that could be a different story. I don't know. But this weekend could be ugly because they're playing Clemson. They might not have drones, and they might not have Tootin again.
Yeah. I was jumping up and down at the end of the Redskins' Hail Mary victory. And I was jumping up and down at the game on Saturday when they lost that stupid thing in overtime. It was so freaking frustrating.
I agree, man. Right. I agree.
Well, why don't you get your emotions in check over there, buddy?
That's what sports does to you,
now,
man.
So, it's nuts. Now I'm at work serving the Commonwealth, so
nice.
Got to control those emotions today, too.
Yep.
So, hey, I did see that story Jason was talking about you on the news. That's sad.
Yeah, it definitely is. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, buddy. Be good.
All right. Take care, boy.
What are you laughing about?
It's just his commentary.
Delivery.
It's just, you know.
Hey, Cakes.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Back on to get away from serious stuff.
Yes.
You offered a buyout for me for the OV goal scoring.
Point. Yes, this is correct.
Record that he would pass. Mm-hmm. You and I have a $100 bet. My 100 to your 1,000.
Yes, that's correct.
That he would not break it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You offered me a buyout for $50.
I did. That's a very generous offer by me.
Valdez, what day was that? Was that Monday?
I think it was Monday. I don't know if that offer still stands.
Well, I'm asking him. Here's a $50 bill. Is the offer still good?
Make it 70.
No, am I really going to haggle over $20?
For radio, yes.
Yeah. Look, here's
50.
Because
Obi scored again last night. I think that's 861.
Yeah, I mean, he just scores every time out.
How much are you offering? 50?
He definitely scored. I offered it up a few days ago.
Yeah.
He always scores wearing the black Skriegel jersey.
And he did again.
So he should wear that in every single game.
Why is it called the Skriegel?
Screaming Eagle.
Oh, okay.
Then you take screaming
and
eagle
okay.
and you put it together. That's why it's called the Skriegel jersey.
All right, the Skriegel jersey, and they win again. Now,
that's different than the Weagle, which is the eagle.
The white eagle?
In the capital silhouette, different logo.
Yes or
just
no?
So you know.
The offer still
Yeah, the
good?
Offer stands. We can squash the bet. If you pay me the 50 today, that's fine.
Look.
I'm okay with that.
Look.
Take it.
Don't touch that. Don't touch it.
Why? I'm a man
you
of
got
my 50 word.
Bucks.
I offered him a buyout. I never took it off the table. He produced the money.
Yep.
The bet's done.
The bet's eliminated.
He's butt-sized for 50 after, bucks.
Yeah, after Ovi had 4 more goals this week.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's fine. It's all good.
It's another 50 to his pot that he won last night.
Yeah, I'll just throw it on the pile.
Caps win again. They've got 18 points. They're 9-3. They beat Nashville 3.
What is going on with them? They're literally on fire.
Well, Nashville stinks, and the Caps are good. I don't think Logan's lost a game as a goalie, right?
Logan Thompson?
Yeah, I think he's undefeated.
Ooh. I guess we're good, Cakes.
He had 33 saves last night.
I think we're good.
And
the Caps score a lot of goals.
Right.
Man,
they're proficient at scoring goals, especially Ovi.
So right now in the Metro at the top, Carolina, Caps, Devils all have 18 points.
But the Devils have played 3 or 4 more games.
Devils have
than
played
the
3 more games than Washington. Washington's played 1 more than Carolina.
Connor McMichael's up to 8 goals.
Yeah, he's having a great
year. He is. He's having a ridiculous season so far.
So another win for the Capitals, and they will play, I believe they play Pittsburgh tomorrow night on ESPN.
Here at Capital One.
Here.
They've had a very home-friendly start to their season. 7 of the first 10 on home ice. Hopefully they can do some work away from Capital One.
7-1 at home.
It's pretty good.
Yep. Mr. Valdez, you'll be up late tonight because the Ravens play Thursday night football at home against the Bengals. They lay 6.5. They're minus 275 on the money line. The total is 52.5.
It's a must win for Cincy.
Cincy, what are they, 4-5?
Yeah, if they want to get a wild card.
I think they're 4-5. Yeah, they're 4-5.
T. Higgins set to miss again. It's like his at least third or fourth straight game missing.
Good. I just want Burrow to throw a million balls to Ja'Marr Chase.
Well, he will against that Ravens secondary.
I want him to catch 15 balls.
He'll be heavily targeted, as will Mike Gesicki, who puts up big numbers when Higgins doesn't play.
By the way, there's an update on Dak Prescott's hamstring injury. Apparently, it's really serious. The muscle came off of the bone.
Yeah. Oh. That's got to be a couple months.
Well, he's going on IR, but
he's done.
That could be for the year.
That's done.
It could be for the year.
That happened to Tommy Horsey. The hamstring came off the bone and curled up into a ball.
Really?
Yeah, and his dumbass didn't address it for like 6 months.
Oof. Yeah, he's just walking around with a torn hamstring.
Yeah, literally off the bone.
Yeah.
He's just stupid.
Man, my leg hurts. I'm not sure exactly why. It's Tommy Horsey. He doesn't even sound like
that. No, but they did fix it, but it was like a big procedure. You know, sure. You have to reattach the freaking muscle.
I would assume, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's not good. Marshawn Lattimore, you know, we talked about him coming to Ashburn yesterday.
Maybe I was wrong at the when I was saying, well, he's just faking, basically faking an injury.
He's he's
going to roll right out to practice. He's going to be good.
Yeah. He didn't practice.
Yeah. I think some, most of us corrected you on that.
Yeah, it's fine.
I got
a little overzealous.
He did some interviews. I'm sure Finley talked to him. I saw Scotty Abraham asking
him. The media scrum around him was absurd.
Yeah.
Looked like there were 100 people trying to interview him.
Scotty called himself a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty A said,
that's what everybody
how's it
said,
feel to get out of New Orleans? He's like, I love it. Yeah. I'm glad I'm here.
You want to hear him? He's asked if he thinks the team's a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
Marshawn, with this team being 7-2, obviously the ultimate goal is winning the Super Bowl. Do you feel like you kind of push this team up additionally to strive towards that goal?
Oh, most definitely. I feel like I wouldn't be here if I didn't. You know, so I think they made that obvious. What they gave up to get me, and I just got to do what I got to do here. So.
He doesn't sound like he sounds like a no-nonsense kind of guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
All like business.
He's all business. He don't care about talking to you.
No, not really.
He don't care about our questions.
He just wants to go shut down number one wideouts.
I don't get a sense that he's going to be on this radio show very often.
Probably not.
Probably not ever.
Yeah, right.
I would guess no.
Hey, can I real quick? Let me go to Randy. Front row. What's up, Randy?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
Hey, I got two quick questions on for Cakes on the playback machine.
Oh, okay.
But first, I wanted to talk about Tomlin. Y'all mentioned his record coming out of the bye. Do you know what his record is against rookie quarterbacks?
No. Do not. Fill us in.
It's 25-6.
Oof, that's pretty good.
That's
good nugget.
I think it'll be a good test for Jaden.
Definitely.
What he's going to be.
I feel
like
the last guy that had kind of like a record like that was Bowles. They were hyping up how Bowles does against
most quarterbacks. Coaches are probably going to have good records against rookie quarterbacks because generally rookie quarterbacks struggle.
Right.
And generally, if a rookie quarterback's playing, they joined a bad team.
Listen, I don't think there's any embarrassment if you lose to the Steelers.
No.
I feel like
it's quality outfit coming in.
I feel a little bit comfortable being a very, very slight favorite, though. But it's not like I'm going into the game super confident.
All right, what are your two playback machine questions?
Yeah, what do you got?
I was wondering, what's the origins of the jacuzzi one and the kidneys one?
All right, the jacuzzi one, that's the Mel Gibson.
Both.
All right, so remember Mel Gibson went on his rants like 10 years or so ago?
Yep.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
Yeah. He was going crazy.
Yep.
And then I guess his Russian girlfriend or whatever it was at
the
time. Oksana. They had all these phone calls that were recorded. This is part of that phone call where she was complaining to him.
We were supposed to go to jacuzzi. Everything I am, you owe me with my liver and my kidneys.
That's my favorite. That's my personal favorite.
That's so strange.
Those were the radio glory days.
Oh, yeah, man.
The Charlie Sheen meltdowns.
Charlie Sheen.
The Mel meltdowns.
Yeah. Oh, man, we were just getting good material.
I remember.
Magic Johnson's late night show.
That's further back.
That's further back.
I'm just saying.
Sure.
So does that clear it up? That's where it comes from.
Yeah. What was the other one?
Guys.
It was those two.
It's about the kidneys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't quite understand everything I have. I
no, she's arguing with him because she's telling Mel that she gives it her all.
Gives him everything.
Gives him everything with liver and her kidneys. Well, kind of like broken English.
She's Russian. Yeah. I think she's having a hard time with her cliches and her sayings.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, all right.
I walk on the eggshells always with you.
Love that one too.
At underutilized. 9 o'clock, they would drop almost every day for like a week straight on Radar Online. Mm-hmm. And then I had to do everything I could to pull them.
Yeah.
And then
edit.
Because Mel was dropping F-bombs.
Do the Maccabees one. I know you have that.
Oh, I do love that.
You should have a whole bank of Mel Gibson.
I think we do.
Yeah.
We definitely do. We have.
What a psycho.
Let me see. There's probably 20 Mel drops, and there's a good.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
10 Oksana drops.
Right.
I think the Maccabees might be on a different bank that I'm having
just
trouble.
Just play one Mel. I know we got to go to break. We're past it. Just play one Mel thing to tease me.
Okay, I can do that. All Here's right. Mel.
I can't get like this anymore. I need a woman.
It's an unhinged individual. He's a seriously disturbed person.
Makes good movies, though.
It happens.
Does make good movies. It happens sometimes,
Cakes.
All right, coming up at 7, we'll hit the Skins, give you the latest on the Commanders as they prep for this weekend's massive game against the Steelers. And am I seeing this correctly? Are we playing an impromptu hit or hurt thing next? I don't know even what we're listening to, but we will do that next here on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.